Coming to you from 6 feet apart. It's the 222.
6 feet apart. I didn't think of that.
Podcast. 222.
And here I am talking over you.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Spoiling my great introduction.
Don't do it again?
Nope.
No?
Okay. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the show. Thanks for listening. Good night. No, I'm kidding.
As part of our social distancing, the show will only be 6 feet today.
Mm. Yep. They have to stay 6 feet from the speakers because we're contagious.
Oh, everybody is.
The show is.
Yes, it is.
Did
we say who we are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't remember anything. I can't remember something we just did.
That's my brother Joe, everybody. Thank you very much. Apologize for my voice. I am a little bit under the weather. Do not have coronavirus, but I've just got some kind of summer cold or something going on. It might be allergies. I don't know.
It's that time of year. I mean,
yeah.
I always say I get the super cold every year, but I think it's allergies.
Yeah. Well, let's just pray it's not corona, right?
It's not corona. I didn't drink corona. One bit. Corona. You started saying that. It popped in my head.
Great. Now, all of our listeners.
Yes,
25,000 people are all at one time. My corona.
My corona.
I just want to let everybody know there has been some exciting news in the Shortridge household.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
What?
I have an announcement to make. I have adopted two boys. They are
right over there.
Yellow and green parakeets, and I named them Lawrence Welk and Liberace, and they are living together in a purple cage, and they're very happy and very quiet.
Yeah. The only time they made noise was when you did the phone thing.
Well, I recorded them yesterday. No, the day before yesterday, it was like, it's so weird. This is, you know, Midwest for you. One day it's like 75 degrees, so I had the front door open. And the birds outside are chirping, and they're just chirping away at the birds. So I recorded them. So when I recorded them and I play it back, they chirp, 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 like they hear
the exact same sound.
It sounds
they're
just
they're probably
like
bitching at each other.
Yeah, you're right. They're like, you're too close to me. You're on my.
They're probably screaming, shut up, other birds.
They were taping a podcast.
Yeah.
And no, but they're so cute. They are, I'll post a picture up.
They Dave Schrader'd us.
Well, God.
We're posting, trying to record, and the birds are going, if you're trying to record a podcast and some jerk is yelling.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to bring an air horn. So next year when he tries to do that to us and he's maybe talking to somebody, I'll just blow my air horn in his ear. Oh, Joseph. Joseph Dean, I just am so bummed that all of these paranormal conferences and conventions and events are being canceled.
Yeah.
It's so sad. But we will definitely be able to see everybody, hopefully by time Michigan Paracon comes around and our conference, the Toledo Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference, DOSE, too. we'll... Lord willing, go on. But so what else is going on? What's new? What's exciting?
Well, as you know, but our listeners don't know, we did an interview this week. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure when the show's coming out. It's Into the Liminal Abyss with Chetan Noir, who has been on our show. And also, she was a speaker at the Bigfoot and Paranormal Conference last year.
Yeah, so she has her own podcast, and she wanted us to be on, and... It was a really fun time. I really enjoyed being on her show. You know, it's like family, you know, like all our people from the conferences that we haven't seen for a long time, almost a year, some of them.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a crazy year. But
what was our last conference?
Ours.
That was, it was, wasn't it? That was the last conference we did.
Pretty sure.
In October. So it's been since October since we've seen everybody.
I know. Craziness. I'm really concerned that, you know, if this whole COVID thing keeps going on, that it's going to go into the summertime and there's going to be a lot. Like Mothman's in September.
Yeah.
Michigan Paracon's in August. You know, just don't know. It's kind of feel like we're in this holding pattern.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What do we do? you know, I'm finally working from home. I know you're still working.
Oh, yeah. I'm still in the factory.
Yeah. I mean, we're considered essential, but I said I can't. I was out. I was like, peace out, Wayne County. You know, because you guys don't know, I work up by the Detroit airport. I live here in Ohio, and my voice is going out. But it's so prevalent in that area. I was like, I can't risk it.
No.
I mean, I have to do the podcast for our listeners.
That's right. And I wiped everything down, all the equipment I wiped down today.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Cleaned it. If anybody has any advice out there how to clean rubber, our Zoom recorder, I cleaned it, and it's got a sticky film on it now. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that before when I've tried to clean rubber off.
Yeah. Maybe you have to put some baby powder or something on it to kind of like mat it down or something.
Possible. I don't know. So on today's show,
we're bringing you a clean podcast.
Clean podcast, yes.
But this is interesting information that we have to share with you guys.
I saw a bit on YouTube about the Hat Man.
Hat Man. Hat Man. I keep wanting to say Ass Man, but that's ass not man. Right.
Today we're talking about the Ass Man.
Oh my God, that was the funniest Seinfeld episode ever.
He's an entity that comes into your bedroom at night and farts.
Oh God. That's Joe.
Creeping in at night and all of a sudden.
Oh, don't make me laugh. No, we
Well, you know, they call him the skunk ape also.
That's you. After eating those sausalitos. Oh my God. Joe, tell everybody what happened today.
So on the way over here, I'm at Jen's house.
Oh my gosh.
And I stopped at Big Lots, which is the only place I know that sells the Sausalito chips.
Oh my God, they're so good.
So I bought two bags. I come in with all the gear. I pull out of the gear bag a giant bag of Sausalitos for Jen. And she starts laughing. She bought me a bag.
I bought you two bags. So there's five bags of Sausalitos in my kitchen. Oh my God, we're going to have to tweet them. And I think I reached out on Facebook.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Nothing. Crickets.
Shh. We buy your damn chips.
Oh my God, they're so good. If you guys can find them or order them online, you would die when you eat them. They're so good.
And in every bag, there's a big chunk of the sauce or whatever you call it, the powder sauce.
Oh God. It's
like put in between your cheek and gums and your whole face implodes.
You could take that and put it in some sour cream and make a dip.
Well, there you go.
Oh, God, I'm smart. You know, we wanted to bring you this recap of the Hat Man. You know, Joe and I were taping here,
last week when we were talking to Shatan about on her show.
Oh, yeah,
which, like I said, I don't remember. She didn't say when it's coming out yet. She said she recorded like six shows that day, so we could be 6 weeks out. I don't know.
But we were in my house, and we had our equipment up, and Joe and I were sitting here, and I look over, and you know, I talk about this all the time on the show. You guys were tired of hearing about it, but
again,
you know,
with your stories,
I see shadows in my house, and we're sitting here, and a shadow went right past the
same,
both of us.
Same pattern it took when me and you were standing here.
Oh, it was so weird. So, anyway, so Joe and I were just kind of Googling some shadow people and trying to get some information like what they are, and he came across the Hat Man.
Yeah, I've known about the Hat Man for a long time, but I was on YouTube and a video came up about the Hat Man. I'm like, I talk about it on the show. So I figured we'd talk about it on the show.
Oh, sorry, but somebody's going into, okay, so like there's this building in this, yeah, in the corner of my street, and it's been abandoned for years, right? But every once in a while, I'll see somebody get out of this really fancy car, and they are going into this building. And this has been going on for a long time, but there's nothing. There's no power, no electricity, but yet these people keep going into this building.
It almost looks like they're living in it, but no one's ever there.
No, nobody lives there. There's no light. Okay, now
it's a storefront, by the way.
And she just came out. And it's so weird because, like, she'll be in there, for 5 minutes.
Is she carrying a big package
of she's taking nothing.
Cocaine or?
Didn't take anything. Well, I don't know. You know, you can't see anything coming in or out, but there's nothing. There's no, they took all the gas pumps out. It's just weird.
Like, yeah.
there's something in there.
Yeah.
Right. And now she's like speeding off down the, I don't know. It's just,
and the windows are all covered up with blankets.
It's so weird. So there's something going on in there. I'm going to have to investigate.
Investigate.
With my
get your telescope out.
Just yeah, need a pair of binoculars.
I don't know why I said telescope. I was thinking camera.
I know what you meant. But anyways.
But anyhow, the Hat Man. Back to the show, folks.
Oh, yeah. Rabbit holes.
Yeah, we're sitting here and we can see out Jen's window and there's a building on the corner. But anyhow. So, the Hat Man. He typically appears at night dressed in a long black trench coat or a black three-piece suit. And he always is wearing a hat, whether it be a fedora, a top hat, or even a cowboy hat. Like,
yeah.
Like Kenny Rogers. And
oh, my God.
So what happens is the Hat Man will appear in a bedroom or sometimes even in basements. Now, he has been known to appear any time of the day, not just at night. But his typical thing is that he appears in a bedroom while you're sleeping and stares at you. People have woken up and felt like held down and they can't move. Just like we've talked about with like the incubus and succubus. But with the Hat Man, it's really different because he's been known to where people wake up and see him. And he's actually been known to scratch people too,
mm-hmm.
leave marks. Now, a lot of people say, well, what is sleep paralysis? Sleep paralysis occurs really with people that have narcolepsy or sleep apnea a lot, but it really happens with everybody. Whenever you dream, you're in sleep paralysis because it's sort of like your body's protection to keep you from running out of the room mm-hmm. or lashing out. Like, you ever see a dog dreaming like they're running and yes. they're running and running, all of a sudden they run themselves awake?
Yes, and they run into the wall and they're all dead, like, "Durr, what happened?"
But that is what sleep paralysis does. It stops a human body while you're dreaming mm-hmm. so that you don't flail and all that, which people still do. But it's said that people wake up, still have sleep paralysis, and they can't move their heads or nothing, but they're awake.
I've had that happen.
Oh, yeah?
It's the freakiest
thing. I've never
had
it happen.
It's typically only happens when I fall asleep on the couch. For some reason, I will dream. I'll be dreaming that I'm trying to wake myself up and I can't get up. And like, I feel like my whole body's pinned down or my head's pinned down and you're physically trying to get up and you can't. And it's the weirdest thing. Like, you're trying to wake yourself up because you want to get out of this dream. And then, I don't know. It's just the weirdest feeling. I don't know. You're just in this in-between state of like you're trying to control yourself, your movements, and you can't. And
I've never had that happen.
Very frustrating.
But how long did it usually last?
It felt like hour, but it's okay. Probably only like a minute or two. Okay. You know what I mean? Like,
they say that the average sleep paralysis is 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't that long. But you're falling in and out of the dream. So like I was dreaming I had sleep paralysis.
Oh,
but okay. I really had it. And you know, I couldn't differentiate if I was really awake or still in this dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's very frustrating.
The only weird thing
like,
that I
don't know if you're going to wake up.
Yeah.
Like trying so hard.
The only thing that weird that happens to me is
life.
Yeah, I know that. But I call them micro dreams, I guess. I don't know what the real terminology is for them. But it's like I'll just barely fall asleep and I'll dream instantly
mm-hmm.
and I'll either hear voices or I'll hear like a giant explosion, which is probably just like a twig hitting the wall or something, you know,
yeah.
But in your mind, it's huge. But I've had, and I know I mentioned this on the show before, but I've actually heard voices in my house, like call my name
mm-hmm.
or something. And you know, I don't know. It could be my toe cracking or something, and my brain interprets
it's
your
squirrels.
Yeah, but that's what happens to me is I have these like these micro dreams.
Have you ever fallen asleep and just fell asleep and made a noise and woke yourself up?
That's what I mean. I think that's what it
like. You either grunt or you say something like, "Oh my god!" I did that one time. We were in a hotel. I was with my sister and my niece and her friend and. I must have just fallen asleep, and I went, "Ah!" I woke myself up.
I've never yelled myself awake.
You were talking in your sleep. I like how embarrassing it was.
I have an app on my phone that records sounds.
Oh my gosh.
So if you talk in your sleep, it records it.
But it would be interesting if you did that, if somebody spoke back.
Yeah.
Like the hat man.
Yeah.
Was standing there and you're having a conversation with them or they're just talking to you.
Well, that's what I was thinking too, is I wonder, you know, everybody says, okay, obviously the hat man invokes dread and fear when people see him. But I'm wondering if you could look at him and go, what do you want? Or something.
Yeah.
But he's known to be 6 to 10 feet tall mm-hmm. with, here we go again, no face and red glowing eyes. So you have that aspect of no face again, sort of like Slender Man,
mm-hmm.
but he's got red glowing eyes. And red glowing eyes, we hear that all the time about cryptids and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm just recording because I saw something out of the corner. Yeah. My eye go between my two bedrooms.
It's normal.
Every time we tape here.
Jen's got her phone pointed towards the bedroom.
Yeah, so I'm going to act like I'm not looking at
it. Never. We're not looking. We're not paying attention.
Not looking. And Chupacabra is going to pop out of the bedroom or something. We've had so many different descriptions of shadow figures. What was the other one that we were talking about on one of our other shows? It wasn't Hat Man. It was Slender Man.
Well, Slender Man, yeah. So let's go back over. You know, maybe I'm sure everybody knows what shadow figures are, but maybe let's go over that a little bit. And, you know, the big thing is people don't know what they are. They don't know if they're demons. They don't know if they're entities. They don't know if they're aliens. We don't know. And, I mean, you obviously have them in your house. You've seen them. We've seen them at the... the hospitals, we've seen them as dog shapes.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen them at Collingwood Arts Center as little dog-type shapes and full-body figures.
The Bone House, it was like creepy crawly on the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's so weird that it takes so many different shapes. You know, this one is a man wearing a hat. What's so significant of the hat being worn?
Mm-hmm. Another thing, too, is lots of times when you see them, they're lurking. They're just looking around corners. Mm-hmm. Like they don't come out and look. They're like pointing their heads around corners. It's so bizarre.
Yeah. Why is that? Mm-hmm. Why don't they want to be seen full on? Whereas like the Hat Man, he's not afraid to be seen.
And that's why I'm thinking maybe they are a type of alien. Who knows? Because if it was a ghost or that, either they wouldn't notice us and they would just walk through,
right.
Or they scary or whatever, but the shadow figures usually just hide behind things.
Yeah, I don't get that. If they're just trying to observe our behavior, mm-hmm. I don't know. That's weird. And why is he wearing a hat? You know, like,
that's what I don't know.
What does that represent? Is that authority or?
I'm thinking it's almost like the Men in Black.
Yeah.
They all wear the same style of hats. They wear the suits. I don't know if it's a psychological thing where people assume them as authority figures or morticians, because morticians always dress in black suits.
Yeah.
Just recently is when people really don't wear hats that much anymore, in style hats. They wear baseball hats and stuff.
But. Yeah. There's got to be some significance mm-hmm. to it, because I don't know if they're just trying to be more opposing, because they were, you know, you always look up to authority figures, you know, like policemen and firemen, mm-hmm. and
they always wear suits
and hats. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. Curious why? What are they trying to accomplish? Mm-hmm. Are they just now, like demons disguising themselves? Or are they?
That's we don't know. And another thing too is there's been so many occasions where the Hat Man has been seen with two other entities standing on each side of him. You know, instead of being just him, there's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
He's always in the middle. And he seems to be giving gestures to these people as if he's in charge, the other entities.
So he's got...
And he's always taller than them, too.
Yeah. So that is like an authority type mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, there's been cases where people have seen them and it's left scratches on them and welts and sometimes burn marks.
Yeah.
So scary.
Which is odd because... usually when you see a shadow figure, they don't leave marks on you to where the Hat Man does. So he can physically touch you
mm-hmm.
and leave traces of, you know, his appearance, I guess you want to say. And the thing, too, is he's been known to be seen, like we said, in in bedrooms, but also basements where people are not sleeping. He just appears. He's also been known to be seen during the day. Now,
which is rare.
Yeah. Now, when people see him, the thing is, they say that he's blacker and black.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, when they see him, it almost seems like he's sucking the blackness out of the room, they say, to where it's almost like the energy is absorbing into him. And they say that the energy that he is absorbing is fear. And that's why he puts so much fear into people. He thrives on that fear, or even is powered by it.
Mm.
And the people will say that when they see him, he's so dark. It's blacker than black, they say. And he gets darker and darker as he stands there.
That's interesting. It's probably like he's absorbing the light. You know what I mean?
Or the dark.
Yeah. I don't know. It
seems
scary.
Like he's absorbing the energy, the fear.
Yeah. And people are generally, unless you're, you know, a really seasoned ghost hunter, scared when you see something
that. And
you know,
a lot of ghost hunters are too.
Zach Bagans always gets scared.
Yeah.
Bro. Dude.
Lots of the witnesses that meet the Hat Man when they were kids often talk about how he comes back as adults.
That's weird.
So they see the Hat Man a lot as a kid, and they either are fearful of him or they just see him all the time. But then as they get older, they kind of forget about it. And I'm not sure the exact age range of when he comes back, but he comes back when they're adults.
It's weird. So it must track or follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's no, you know, span of time.
Yeah, on the paranormal side, right. There's no time. It could be milliseconds to them.
Right. That's so interesting. I mean, we've heard so many cases of, you know, people seeing shadows.
Mm-hmm.
At locations and coming home and then seeing, you know, it being in their house.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I couldn't tell you how many people in the paranormal that we've talked to that has happened. And, you know, it's so prevalent. You know, and if you don't know what in for, you have to be very careful because you something very dark could follow you home wearing a hat.
The entity as the Shadow Man, I was going to say I don't remember when the first one was, but I have seen in ancient texts, like carvings on the walls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the Sumerians, I believe. There was a relief on the wall, and it was a picture of a person wearing a hat. Now, who knows if that could be the Hat Man or not, but there was actually a Sumerian carving on a wall, and I should have brought it up before, but it just popped in my mind that they have carvings of a figure wearing a hat like the style of the Hat Man.
That's so interesting.
And every time the Hat Man is not, well, I shouldn't say every time, but when the Hat Man is seen, you know, we talk about wearing a fedora or a cowboy hat or that, but it's usually a flat brimmed hat,
mm-hmm.
sort of like a fedora with a big wide rim.
Yeah. I know, like a Curious George owner, whatever that guy's name was. Yeah, no, it's interesting because were hats even a fashion back in
they always
that
were.
Time?
They always were, though.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in Sumerian days?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I'll have to ask Zachariah Sitchin or Sitchin.
What?
Zachariah Sitchin.
Oh.
He's the guy that's on Ancient Aliens.
Oh.
I'll send him a message.
Okay.
But, okay, so they look at this, and we know that it provokes fear, it provokes dread, it's about sleeping and waking up and finding this person in your bedroom. And now, the show that I saw, they were saying that the Hat Man was invented because of American culture, as in Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
But Freddy Krueger, I think, was made as the Hat Man. Because he wears the hat,
mm-hmm.
he comes to in your dreams. It's usually sleep paralysis that keeps the people down, so they can get murdered.
Moided. The actor who played Freddy Krueger's got a new show out on. I don't know. I think it's Travel Channel. I'm not sure, but he does like terrifying something, or I forget what it's called, but it wasn't a bad show.
Yeah.
You know, they got him like doing, did
you hear that? Yeah, I just heard. Jen's house is active tonight, folks.
It's very active.
You might hear something.
It's not my birds chirping, that's for sure.
I'm sitting here and we're talking, and in the window, it's dark now.
Yeah.
And out Jen's window, all you see is her neighbor's house, which is a really big brick house. And just in the corner, you see the road. But about halfway over, I kept seeing light flashing, and I'm thinking, oh, it's just a car turning in the corner. But who knows? Who knows what's going on behind us?
I know, because it was weird because we were taping. And did you notice how I looked down like that?
Yeah.
I looked down to the side. I saw something like a little shadow over by the electrical outlet. And I was like, okay, maybe there's something in my eye or something. But I don't know. You know, we always have weird stuff happen when we tape here.
If there's any spirits in Jen's house that wants to be on the show with us, you're welcome to talk.
Okay. We'll give them 5 seconds here. Okay, they're not saying anything. I didn't hear anything. Nothing.
No.
You know, that's one of the iconic scary monsters.
Yeah.
But it had to have been based on something, right?
I think it was based on the Hat Man.
Yeah.
I really do. Now, there's other serial killers. I looked this up. Mm-hmm. I typed in serial killers that wore hats.
Oh, God.
And, of course, Jack the Ripper comes up and H.H. Holmes comes up, because that was the era where everybody wore hats.
Yeah.
Ed Gaines came up, but he's a baseball hat guy.
Yeah.
But there's a guy that came up, Albert the Gray Man. Albert Fish, the Gray Man.
Ooh, that sounds creepy.
He came up because he wore a suit and tie, but I think he wore a gray suit. But if it's nighttime, you can't tell gray from black.
That's true.
And if he's sucking the blackness out of the room, he's putting it into a suit. So it probably went from gray to black. I don't know. I'm making this stuff up as I go. So
when did he live?
He lived from 1817 to January 16th of 1936. He was an American serial killer, child rapist, and cannibal. He was also known by the Gray Man, like I said, the Werewolf of Wisteria, the Brooklyn Vampire, and the Moon Maniac.
Oh, my God. And the Boogeyman.
The Boogeyman. He was known for that, too. But he was known to, or they believe, he killed over 100 people.
Oh, my.
And they've quoted as saying that he had bloody children in every state.
Oh, God. What the hell? You know, like we always say, the living are scarier than the dead.
Oh, yeah.
But I do want to give you guys a little couple stories that we found about people who encountered the Hat Man.
Okay.
This person says they were only saw him while they were dating a boyfriend who turned out to be a very violent person. It says, my now ex-boyfriend always talked about these shadow people. He came and saw the top hat man and the man in the fedora. This is what he said he would see. He always said that the top hat man came to warn him of awful things that were going to happen. Of course, I thought he was psycho and dismissed it. 2 months later, I started to see a man in a hat next to our bed. He would lean over me. Anyways, my boyfriend ended up violently assaulting several girls. I read somewhere that he may show up if you are in the presence of an evil or dangerous person or dangerous environment. He also saw a different shadow man in the middle of the road in a car with him at night. I explained his appearance to my boyfriend. He explained immediately that this man came when death occurred. Ironically, I went to a doctor's visit the next day and was informed that I had a miscarriage the night before. Since we broke up, I haven't seen any shadow people since. Remember the case at Waverly?
Yeah.
The shadow person.
The shadow man, or shadow figure, whatever, the creeper they called it.
Came and covered the child that was being abused to save it from the doctor.
See, and that's what I was saying. You know, are these evil? We don't know.
I don't think so. Well, we don't know. There could be both. There could be good ones and bad ones.
If the Hat Man is scratching people and leaving welts or burns, then maybe he's bad. But maybe.
What if when they are reaching out, they don't mean to, but they're just so powerful
that's possible.
They're leaving this.
That's possible.
Like they're trying to maybe wake you up or something, and they just have so much. Don't know.
We've said that before with ghosts. If you feel somebody tugging your hair or touching you at a paranormal investigation. For all we know, it's like a little kid trying to touch you and he just can't reach you. And then one time he touches you.
But if you do get touched in a paranormal investigation, make sure it's the living, not the dead. And if it is the living, press charges. Nobody has a right to put their hands on you at a paranormal investigation.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I'm not saying a word.
Okay. Here's another story.
I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about.
I know you know. At least one person saw a hat man with a young girl who spoke in an unknown language. So this story says, I saw him at 18 years old in my room after a particularly traumatic experience. I woke up at an incredibly late hour, probably 2 or 3. I didn't check, but something was off. I was speaking in a language I had never heard before. I was speaking to what I can only describe as a young girl or something with a body type of a young girl, perhaps 14 in a dress. I couldn't make out the features, but I could make out her eyes and her mouth, which were I could only describe as sharp looking with human, like a human piranha or something. This is what the person is describing. She whispered something in my ear and I was replying, but in a strange language. But it wasn't just the shadow girl by my bed. It was also surrounded by tall, dark figures, which I could not make out some of the features. Perhaps 4 of them, not counting the girl. There was 4 of them, not counting the girl. They sat motionless and watched me, but the most striking figure was a tall man in a wide-brimmed hat standing in the corner of my room. I could feel as if he was amused. No, more amused than others. Each time the girl whispered in my ear, I would let out a reply that I didn't understand, and the man in the hat would be delighted. You would think that one would be scared of this sort of encounter, but it felt familiar. I felt rather warm, as if surrounded by old friends or family. I forgot to add that I was researching this encounter and came across a startling similar account. The person had almost identical experience, minus talking in another language. The girl was yelling into their ear and whispered as she was, for me, very strange. I don't know what that means. But anyway.
That is odd. Yeah.
Could it be?
It's almost like a family of them.
Could it be your past life? Like they knew you in a past life?
Oh, I mean, I never thought of that.
You know, and then they're coming back and they're talking to you and you're trans, you know, maybe you were Roman in a past life or, you know, Egyptian or
yeah,
anything.
And that, yeah, I never thought about that. That could be a, even other night visitations of ghosts or that. It could be you.
Yeah.
In a past life. And she didn't understand because, like you said, they were there talking in Roman or something.
I don't know. I just think that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Or Native American or
it'd be
whatever.
Interesting to find out if she grew up and saw the figures again, like I said earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird because, it you know, you always hear is like people have, just coming of out of childhood into adulthood that have this. A lot of times, you don't hear a lot of cases of, like, elderly people seeing shadow figures. So you wonder if you just, isn't it where your pituitary gland calcifies and that's why you can't open yourself up to the other realm? I don't know. That's what I heard.
I don't remember that.
I
remember hearing something about that, but yeah.
I don't know. Like maybe your just brain isn't clogged with so much stuff.
Look at when kids, newborns and that, and you know, 1 and 2 and 3 year olds, they talk about past lives. They talk about seeing grandma and grandpa in the room, even though they passed years ago. They talk about everything. You know, they talk about the man in the corner. You know, who's the man in the corner? But as they get older, you forget or you change. Mm-hmm. And even like the reincarnation things, it's usually around 14 to 17 where they completely forget about stuff like that.
Yeah, that's really bizarre. Now, we've seen shadow figures, not wearing hats though, but I half wonder if that thing down in the basement of the Collingwood, if that shadow was what pushed you over.
I don't know. I wouldn't doubt it. If it has enough energy for us to see it go across the room, and I believe they're shapeshifters. I don't think they have a shape to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can form themselves into a shape that either scares you or you recognize.
Mm.
But I don't know. Something pushed that wall over.
Yeah. Because, you know, I saw that shadow figure many times mm-hmm. at the Collingwood in different forms. Low to the ground, tall, back in that laundry room too. I saw something in there. But I was with a group of people then. That was that first conference that we did, the investigation afterwards. But, you know, I've never seen one with a hat on. I have seen what I don't even know if it was a sleep paralysis thing, or but I saw a scary clown. I woke up one night and saw that they're standing there. It was very, very menacing. And I don't know if it was a figure of my imagination, if it was really standing there, if it was that in-between dream state.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like I was awake. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It was just weird. It just, who knows? It could have been something followed us home from one of our crazy investigations.
One of those dolls from Post Town.
Freddy Krueger.
Do you remember the doll room at Post Town?
Oh, my gosh. 8 million dolls in there.
But yeah, I've never seen where I was laying in bed and saw something. That's something that's never happened to me.
Well, usually I'm just so damn tired, you know, at the end of the day. We're working so hard and podcasting and living, you know, our
the celebrity our, life.
The crazy life. But, you know, half the time you just, like, hit the pillow and you're out.
Not me.
Yeah.
I'm trying some new things.
What are you trying?
I'm learning my life coaching stuff, obviously. So I'm trying different things that I might help somebody else. And one of the things I found on YouTube are deep sleep subliminal messaging mm-hmm. or deep sleep songs and that. So I've been trying it. It works.
It puts you to sleep.
I mean, I use the hour long one
mm-hmm.
and I make it so that it doesn't repeat.
Oh, okay.
Because usually YouTube will find something that it wants you to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
So next thing I know, it'll be like Yoko Ono. Go. But so I do the one that's like an hour long.
Yeah.
And there's been times where I bet you I've only stayed awake for 10 minutes. I mean, it knocks you out.
It does. That is like, if you have trouble sleeping, just like turn on one of those and you'll be out in like 5 seconds.
But make sure you set the phone so that
yeah,
YouTube doesn't play the next video.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it's Britney, bitch.
Yeah. Or Yoko Ono. Why?
Got grief. We should see some of our paranormal friends have experienced Hatman shadow figures.
We can, yeah. I'll put the word out.
I'm sure as many investigations as all of our friends have done, all of you out there,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure somebody has encountered a shadow man with a wearing hat with a big feather.
Kenny Rogers!
Kenny Rogers tour bus. Joe and I went to this investigation one time and there was this super fancy tour bus in the back. It was like this big silver 70s, like,
oh, yeah.
Smokey and the Bandit painted it on was the
Kenny
side.
Rogers.
It was Kenny Rogers tour bus. It had like a ship or something.
Eagles and
ships on the side. It was so 70s. And we were like, Kenny Rogers.
I bet you had 1-inch shag carpeting all over.
Oh, God. Man. Some gold records on the walls, disco ball. And then Joe and I, one time, I don't know why, we just think, Kenny, rest in peace, Kenny Rogers. He just passed away, by the way. We went to this bingo hall. Like, every time we go to, like, a convention or something, and we're bored, and we're, like, just, you know, we're introverts, so it's very hard for us to socialize. You wouldn't know it by the show. So we'll find a bingo hall, and then we go to this bingo hall. It's the smokiest little tiniest bingo hall in like Johnson, Tennessee or someplace.
I swear that everybody in there, when they took a drag off their cigarette, they turned towards us and blew the smoke.
They did. And there was this pull tab game. It was called Penny Rogers. It wasn't Kenny Rogers, Penny Rogers. But it had, and I won like, how much money did I win? I only won like $200.
It's off of Penny Rogers.
God, if you guys, Joe made me pee my pants the other day. He sends me a video. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Mad TV cartoon where it's Kenny Rogers Jackass. You don't remember the show Jackass where they did all the weird stunts? And this guy is pretending he's Kenny Rogers. And he's like, Kenny Rogers, just what was it like? I can't even
remember. I don't remember.
It was so
But that's
funny.
Where we got that from. Yeah, I'm Kenny Rogers.
I'm Kenny Rogers. And then he takes his like little big wheel and he goes down this hill. And he goes flying off the big wheel and it destroys it. It was hilarious. You guys got to look it up. I'll put it on our page. It's so funny. But anyways.
But anywho, do you have a shout out that you wanted to
do? Yes, I want to give a shout out to Lon, L-O-N, from phantomsandmonsters.com. I just kind of recently found his Facebook page. Somebody else was sharing a story from his page, and he does a lot of like cryptid stories and news articles about chupacabras and Mothman and all that kind of stuff. So, and then he has a website, and you can, you know, look up these articles and just interesting things about paranormal. So I just want to give a shout out to Lon. What's up, brother? And check out his website. I'll share it on the 222 page.
All right.
But yeah, it's really cool stories. Ghostly stories.
Ghostly stories. Scary. Kenny Rogers stories.
I am dead. Dying is so funny. All right, guys. Anyways, you know the drill.
Yes.
Check
share
us out.
Share our damn show.
Oh. Share the Facebook page or you're going to become Kenny. All right, take care.
All right, thanks everyone.
Stay safe, stay quarantined, stay healthy so we can come back and talk to you next week.
All right, let's leave some Dead in 5. Ooh. Sliver.
Not by Kenny Rogers.